this was an act of terrorism. The shooter was motivated by jihadist ideology.
Barr says the evidence is clear that Saudi Royal Air Force Second Lieutenant Mohammed Al-Shamrani acted alone when he entered the classroom aboard the base and opened fire. Along with the three deaths, eight others were wounded. Al-Shamrani was killed by Escambia County deputies.
We learned that the shooter posted a message on September 11th stating, "The countdown has begun." During the Thanksgiving weekend, he then visited the 9/11 memorial in New York City. He also posted other anti-American, anti-Israeli, and jihadi messages on social media, including 2 hours before his attack.
The Attorney General's comments covered the month-long investigation into the attack by Al-Shamrani, who was in the United States taking part in a military fighter training program. Early accounts had him arriving at the site with other Saudi cadets who took video of the shooting. But Barr says those reports were inaccurate and the shooter arrived by himself.
The other Saudi cadets happened to be in the area, and after the attack began, they took some videos of the resulting commotion around the building. They fully cooperated in the investigation, as did all other Saudi cadets who were interviewed by the FBI at the base and in other bases around the country.
The AG thanked the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for its complete and total support to the investigation, including the order that all Saudi trainees, roughly 850 nationwide, fully cooperate. This was critical, says Barr, in determining whether any others assisted Al-Shamrani in the attacks. However, the investigation did turn up what are being called derogatory materials possessed by 21 members of the Saudi military across the U.S.
17 had social media containing some jihadi or anti-American content. However, there was no evidence of any affiliation or involvement with any terrorist activity or group.
15 of them had some form of contact with child pornography, but not enough to trigger federal charges.
However, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia determined that this material demonstrated conduct unbecoming an officer in the Royal Saudi Air Force and in the Royal Navy, and the 21 cadets will be returning to Saudi Arabia.
Al-Shamrani had two Apple iPhones, and the FBI sought a court order to search the devices. Barr said the FBI asked Apple for help unlocking the phones, but Apple has not given any assistance.
This situation perfectly illustrates why it is critical that the public be able to get access to digital evidence once it has obtained a court order based on probable cause. We call on Apple and other technology companies to help us find a solution so that we can prevent future attacks.
In a statement, Apple told the Washington Post that it had assisted the FBI in an investigation by providing relevant data in its cloud storage.
As you can imagine, this has been a large and incredibly complex investigation with dozens of investigative entities being involved.
Dave Bowditch is Deputy FBI Director.
Social media attributed to the shooter suggests that he harbored anti-U.S. military and anti-Israel sentiments, and that he thought violence was necessary to defend Muslim countries.
The shooting, according to the investigation, lasted about 15 minutes. Bowditch said during the attack, Al-Shamrani fired shots at photos of President Trump and former presidents.
At the crime scene, we found a semi-automatic handgun with an extended magazine, several ammunition magazines, and approximately 180 rounds of ammunition. The ATF identified the shooter's weapon as having been lawfully purchased in July 2019 in the state of Florida.
Attorney General Bill Barr says the shooting is expected to lead to closer vetting of allied military personnel training in the United States.
I wouldn't suggest or speculate that improved vetting would necessarily have prevented this particular event, but I do think it's clear, and I think the Department of Defense agrees, that we have to improve our vetting procedures, and they are in the process of doing that.
Meanwhile, the eight wounded in the attack, including Escambia County Sheriff's deputies who shot the shooter, have since been released from the hospital and continue their recoveries. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.